is. Item 32.
Item 32 from the Select Committee on Deferred Compensation, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Great West Financial for third-party administration of the Milwaukee County Plan of Deferred Compensation for a five-year period commencing July 1st, 2014 through June 30th, 2019.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Steve Cady, Research and Policy Director for the Office of the Comptroller, appearing before you today as the Chairman of the Select Committee on Deferred Compensation. With me is Sue Olke. Sue is the Client Relationship Director for the Midwest Region for Great West Financial. And what we have before you is a request to enter into a new agreement for record-keeping services with Great West for another five-year period. The Select Committee did a thorough RFP this late last 2013 and had another outside firm, our investment consultant, help us evaluate those RFPs. And what you have before you is the unanimous recommendation of the Select Committee to enter into a new agreement. Just to highlight the new agreement, the record-keeping fees will be reduced to $59 per participant per year. Also, the managed account services fees that approximately 1,100 out of the 4,400 participants that participate in the plan take advantage of will be reduced. And also, I think, based on all the feedback that I've heard, and I think that most of the other people in the plan, they've been very satisfied with the current record keeper. And so I think I've outlined a lot more information in the report. I could talk about deferred compensation for as long as you want to keep me here. But given the late hour, I will stop there and just take any questions you might have.
Ms. Olke, did you want to say anything to the...
No, I didn't have anything to add. I was here in case there was any questions from the committee.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
I'm going to move approval, and I just want to remove adoption, whatever. If you look at the plan, and I've been part of lucky enough to be able to put some money away for deferred compensation, and anybody who can, this is a great benefit to employees. And, you know, one of the things we talk about, the pros and cons, but the administration, I know Mr. Cady has been a long-time member. I think Mark Grady has been a long-time member. Who else has been on there really a long time?
We have Rick Session.
Yeah, and Rick
on
too.
The committee as
Thanks,
well.
Rick.
And we also have Matt Fortman and also Jennifer Folliard.
Yeah, and but I have followed that in your notes and going to a couple of meetings over the years. And, I mean, the administrative fees, what they've charged us, have been minimal and freezes on them. And, you know, a unanimous recommendation from the committee. So I hope we do approve, and I move approval. Thank you.
We have a motion to adopt. Supervisor Mayo.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cady, can you tell me all the people who applied for this or answered to the RFP, the companies?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. There were, I believe, six qualified bidders, and I'm going to make sure if I can remember all their names. It was Great West Financial, ING, Lincoln, Nationwide, Prudential, and TIAA CREF.
Really?
Correct.
And Nationwide didn't come out?
No, sir. There, as part of the evaluation, there was really three prongs to it. There was the administrative fee, the participant fee. It was also the managed account fee.
Okay.
And their managed account fees were 25% higher than Great West Financial. The final thing is that Great West administers the Stable Value Fund, which has approximately $145 million of the participants' monies involved. And that has been just a wonderful investment option for a lot of employees and retirees. And that product was superior to the one that Nationwide was offering.
Was any supervisor on this committee on that selecting panel?
Supervisor Mayo, Mr. Chairman, there are two supervisors that are assigned to the panel. They are the co-chairs of this committee. They have designated two people in their place. I'm one of them, representing Supervisor Johnson, and Jennifer Folliard is also representing Supervisor Cullen.
Okay. Mr. Corp Counsel, can if a person who's in the plan, can they vote for this plan? I want to make sure we understand that I'm in the plan, so I want to make sure that I can vote for it. Can I vote for it?
Yes.
Or against.
Oh, or against, right. But they do an excellent job with that stabilization fund. Keep it up. other than that, I'm glad to see that we are. Mr. Katie went over prior to that because I was going to support it. But I just want to make sure I have those comments, and I think you're doing an excellent job. So I hope you continue, and I'd like to. Do we still have that holiday?
Through the end of the
Thank you, Supervisor, for bringing that up. Because of the fact that there was some additional administrative fees collected, actually prior before me coming on the panel, since the second quarter of 2007, there has been no administrative fees charged to any of the participants in the plan. And we hope that we'll be able to keep that up for a few quarters. But eventually, all good things come to an end. And when we do re-implement the investment or the administrative fee charge, it will be a lot lower than it once was because of the fact that we're getting better pricing on record keeping and we're just a lot more efficient. We're also moving to lower cost share classes in all our investment offerings because as you hit certain thresholds, for example, we just hit $5 million in a bond fund, you get to go into a lower cost share class. And that means lower cost for everybody, keeps more money in your pocket.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice. Yep. Do you have a motion to adopt resolution for item 32? Any comments, questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Oh, I can't vote for
it? Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 32 for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item 33, please.